Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. Your host is Destiny, aka Des. Y'all, I just want to sincerely apologize because I'm always back to being inconsistent, and I appreciate those who stick with me because y'all really don't have to. If you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please make sure to leave me a rating review. It helps me improve my show. It helps me become a better podcaster, a better hostess. So let me know how I'm doing. If you want to reach out to me, hit me up on Twitter at DMRucker_ or on Instagram at Discussions. Or you can even hit up my other Instagram, my personal, at Ruckerstagram. I love hearing from people. I love hearing your feedback. I love connecting with other podcasters. I love this community. I never thought that I would love the podcast community as much as I do. Like, y'all are really clutch as fuck. Y'all are really supportive as hell. I be really fucking with y'all. Y'all really be fucking with me, and I be fucking with y'all. So I want to take a second out to appreciate that, because I never really thought about the podcast community before. Like, I never really thought what I was getting myself into, but I really enjoy being amongst y'all. Like, y'all's hella positive, so I really appreciate that, because I be needing that sometimes. Like, y'all be motivating me to keep going. Like, y'all be starting right where I'm at, and y'all, now some of y'all are getting paid, and y'all getting sponsorships, and y'all just getting recognition, and y'all able to put y'all brand out there and really, like, network with each other and connect with each other and really help people and really help make a difference from your podcast. So shout out to all y'all, because I aspire to get to where you at one day, and I know that it was a patient long journey, so I'm ready to take the journey too, because I just love seeing how y'all shows have become, how y'all podcasts have become. But anyways, y'all, today's segment, honestly, we're just gonna go as we go, because there's so much things that we need to discuss. First of all, can we talk about what's going on, what went on in Washington? The fact that those domestic terrorists, and yes, they're not protesters, they're domestic terrorists. The fact that those domestic terrorists were able to storm the Capitol building and only 13 people got arrested. Meanwhile, during the Black Lives Matters podcast, protests, legitimate protests for equal rights, motherfuckers was getting arrested out the ass. Bail funds were overcrowded. Jails were overcrowded. 14,000 people getting arrested. Some people still battling legal troubles as we speak. Like, come on. I think there's a protester in jail now. I think he's serving like 10 years. Not from this particular protest, but from one that happened, I think last year. I think he's still in jail. But a group of domestic terrorists were able to storm one of the most heavily secured places and act a ass, stealing mail, stealing podiums, fucking up the Congress, fucking up the congregation room, fucking up people's offices, sitting at people's desks, disrespecting a federal building. Meanwhile, motherfuckers was getting mad and blackballing Colin Kaepernick for simply taking a knee. Really? Taking Confederate flags, which is a symbol of hatred, going all the way back to the 1700s, or 1800s, I could be wrong. Walking Confederate flags to a federal building, really? But honestly, what do we expect from a country that was built off hatred? And what about the motherfuckers that reenacted the George Floyd murder? That is what your protest is about? What are y'all really mad about? Or how about motherfuckers who's fighting back the police? Blue Lives Matter, right? I thought Blue Lives Mattered. It was never about that. Like, with Trump supporters, it was never about Blue Lives Mattering and all that, and All Lives Matter. It was never about that. It was always anti-black rhetoric. Fuck Black Lives Matter. That they literally they said that during their protests. Air quotes. Fuck Black Lives Matter. Oh, you guys are looting, you're rioting, you're thugs. You guys deserve to be in jail. You're disrespecting our country. Y'all are the embodiment of disrespect. Acting the ass, climbing up walls, breaking windows, destroying federal property. But y'all are patriots? This make you a patriot? No. It's just a bunch of racist assholes who know they have the privilege to do that, who decided to do it. With the president backing you. Really? They had to suspend President Trump. They had to suspend Donald Trump. Fuck President Trump. That man not President Trump. They had to suspend Donald Trump off of social media because Lord knows whatever he was going to say to those people on social media was going to incite an even worse riot than was already going on. You're a political figure. You're a world leader getting silenced on social media because you're going to make the situation worse. This is who y'all voted for. Hatred. Y'all voted for hatred. Y'all voted for hatred. And that's why I can't respect Trump supporters. I can't. Sorry. I don't care. Don't sit up here and say it's about, abortion or, no, because this man, he spews hateful rhetoric. And that's what people like to hear. Y'all think it's a joke. Y'all think it's funny. Even the black people that support him, what are y'all accomplishing? This man don't fuck with you or your community to the point where he couldn't even condemn white supremacists on national television. He couldn't even personally condemn them because he agrees with them. And y'all have the nerve to sit up there and vote for this man? This man tried to have 5 little boys prosecuted to the full extent of the law for some shit that they didn't even do. He wanted to kill 5. He was in favor of killing 5 children for a crime that they did not commit. This was even before he was a politician, air quote. That's why I cannot respect black and people of color that supports Trump. I don't care. It's not a simple thing of us disagreeing about politics. We're disagreeing about basic human rights that this man is trying to take away from people. There's no excuse as to why the DC National Guard did not show up until later that night. There's no excuse as to why police was letting them through the gates. There's no excuse as to why those people did not get shot on sight the second they noticed a mob coming towards a federal building. The Capitol. The second they seen that mob forming, the same thing they did to us during the Black Lives Matter protest, they should have did it to them. Where's the brutality? Where's the rubber bullets? Where's the mace? Where is all that? Where's the army pouring out water bottles and destroying supplies and the mass arrests and the excessive force? Where is that? Where's the shields? Why was a man able to steal a shield from a policeman? Where is that? And then for said white supremacists and domestic terrorists, when one of their own got shot for breaking the law, not for driving, not for walking down the street, not for smoking a cigarette, not for selling CDs, not for being on a train, not for none of that. When they illegally stormed a building and got shot, y'all had the nerve to say her name? She was a criminal. She was doing something illegal. She had no right doing what she was doing. I'm not saying she deserved it. I'ma just run that back. Y'all, she doesn't deserve to get say her name because she was a criminal doing a criminal thing. And according to y'all, the police gotta do what they gotta do, right? 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 Cause when a black woman or a black man or a black person gets shot, the police was just doing their job, right? So is that the same for her? Say her name, is that what we're saying? No, her dying was not an injustice. She was breaking the law. Ridicule me if you need to. I'm sorry. I just think that whole situation was... It just proves that this country just really don't fuck with black people. Because the same thing... Literally. Y'all just... It's ridiculous. And a lot of the people at the protests are bosses, managers, supervisors, people that run the country over there storming the Capitol building for what? For nothing more than hatred. Trump is a child. You are a child. Take the law. I can take an L. Trust me, y'all. I took an L a couple weeks ago. I've been taking an L since the year started. If I could take an L... And I'm some poor little black girl. Not poor little black girl, but I'm just saying in his eyes I am. If I could take an L, a rich white man who has the whole world in his hands can take an L to another rich white man. You'll be okay. No, you'll be okay. You wouldn't be affected. You're still rich and you're still white and you're still a man. A straight rich white man. You'll be okay. It's just this. It's embarrassing. One of my friends from the UK literally texted me like, what the fuck is going on over there? The hell's happening? We got other countries like publicly like embarrassed, like they're embarrassed for us. That's embarrassing. And overall, us black people, we just chilling like, damn, you feel me? We gotta take our trauma and go laugh about it on Twitter like, damn. Motherfuckers was losing eyes during the Black Lives Matter protests and but when the Trumpies is storming the Capitol, they get helped. The police is assisting them, cleaning out their eyes when they get maced, helping them down the stairs. But protesters who was fighting for basic human rights no longer have eyes and limbs and you feel me? I had to get rushed to the hospital, getting fucked up by rubber bullets. Them rubber bullets is fucking them up. Losing, you feel me? It's just, it's not fair, but this really is America. I don't know what else we expect from a country that was built on nothing but straight hatred, so I'm not surprised. We got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. These old rich white people in power do not give a fuck about us. It just made me think of something that my teacher said once upon a time. He was like, the only way that we can probably ever really progress is when the baby boomers die. And even then, it's going to be hard because they raise such hateful children. So, I don't know. And then it keeps getting passed. It gets passed down to so many more generations. And we're just stuck with racist white people all of our life, which sucks because... how are we getting hated? Why do people hate us for something that we can't control? We can't help that we came out this world black. Sorry, like what the fuck? But that's just something that bothered me in the media. All I can do is pray that I can bring children into a world that's worth bringing them into this world. Because right now, the way the world's going between global warming, racism, and fucked up politics, I don't want to bring a child into this world. Do not. Not right now. I don't know when. I can't even look 15 years into the future to imagine myself having a child. If I have a child before 15 years and you listen to it at this point, I owe you $10 in 15 years. Quote me on it. But yeah. Y'all, I really intended to come on here to talk about, you know, some experiences that I had with users, but I was scrolling through Twitter and I just seen some shit related to the damn Capitol storm and just irritating me all over again. And for the government to be up here asking, oh, who can find these people? Y'all was finding BLM protesters just from off their pictures alone. People were having to wear like full face armor, like mask and sunglasses, just so they can not go to jail because the FBI was on it. But all of a sudden, now you need our help to find these people. But you was able to find us in an instant off Etsy purchases. It's none of my business. None of my business. That shit is just ridiculous. But even though it was 4 years too late, they finally suspended Trump's Twitter account. They suspended his Facebook account. This nigga about to be using fucking spam accounts to fucking spam the United States of America. Lord, get this man out of this office. But anyways, in other news, and more positive and uplifting news, there's going to be a new movie out with Zendaya and John David Washington. So I'm excited about that. I just seen that on Twitter. So I'm really excited about that. Somebody said A Marriage Story, but better. And I agree. I'm excited to see them too, because they're really good, young, prominent actors. And I can't wait to see how they work out their relationship. Yay. Because, y'all, I'm at the point where I'm in the process of swearing off niggas for the next, like, 3 years of my life. I'm just over it. I'm over the stress. I'm over all that. I'm taking a break. I don't need that drama in my life right now. Ooh, this jacket is cute. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and say a little something. I'm gonna save my speech, my spiel, for the next episode. I just wanted to really reconnect with you guys because I missed this, and I'm gonna get back to it. And I'm done letting motherfucking distractions hit my way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to promise to be consistent because I know shit happens in life. But I'm gonna promise that when I do come back, I'm gonna give you the best of me. And I appreciate you guys for staying to support me and all that you do and all that I do. And I'm here to support you too. You feel me? So with that being said, I want to give a shout out to Shakira, y'all. She sent me a really nice collage of all of my discussions poster art, like the stuff that I post on my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook and stuff. And I'm a poster on my Instagram, but y'all, it is beautiful. Like, I was really touched by that because it's just good to know. Like, my friends, they do support my art, but it was really good just to, like, I don't know. That was really touching. I was really touched by that because, you know, my podcast is really special to me. It's where I get to be, you know, one of my most authentic selves. So for her to send me a portrait of something I've done, I'm proud. Even if I only get 2 listeners, I'm proud. So I was really happy about that. I will most definitely post it on my Instagram for you guys to see because I loved it. And y'all, be on the lookout. I'm going to be guest starring on some podcasts soon. So, you know, be on the lookout for discussions promo because we're about to be on the map. And there's a couple of people who wants to also collab with me as well and be on my show. So look forward to that soon. Also, I know I was supposed to do this sooner than later, but the girls will be back on the show pretty soon. You know, after the holidays and stuff and everybody adjusting, getting back to work and stuff, I didn't want to bombard them with the show. But now that shit is kind of calmed down and we getting back into our flow of things, the girls will definitely be back on this show within this next month. And I just can't wait till you guys get to know them some more because it's going to be awesome. I hope all is well. I hope everyone is staying safe because at the end of the day, it is still a pandemic. Motherfuckers is out here acting like it is not. Wear your mask. Like, me and my friend was walking downtown yesterday and nobody had a mask on. Y'all all ice skating. I get it, but wear a mask. Come on now. But yeah, y'all, even though we're still in the panoramic, please continue to wear your mask, wash your hands, the same shit we was doing in the beginning. Please continue it now because shit is seeming like it's all good. No, motherfuckers is still sick. The ICU is still in full capacity. It's bad. As for the vaccine, right now, in this moment of my life, I'm not totally against it because y'all not taking any other measures to prevent this, to stop this from spreading. Y'all going out of town, going to the islands, we'll take a trip to the islands. But nah, nobody, like, y'all not taking any preventive measures to keep yourself safe, so goddamn it, might as well take the vaccine. The hell? I can tell you this, I know that black people, I know we have some bad experiences with the government and testing us, but y'all, come on now. If you really feel like you just cannot stay in the house no more, y'all need to fucking vaccinate. And that's just, I'm just being honest. Y'all be killing me Jesus. The shit I see on Facebook and Twitter, y'all really be killing me. Like, some people really be killing me because it's just ignorance. Nobody's going to implant y'all with no damn chip. Nobody wants to track y'all. You say that as you got your damn location services on and you got nothing covering your damn camera on your phone. Say hi to your FBI agent. He's listening to you right now. Y'all do know the NSA chimes into our conversations. Come on now, there's a whole movie on it. Like, come on. But if y'all think they want to insert y'all, then with the tracking chip, I mean, you're holding your iPhone right now, so I guess that's legible. But enough with the sarcasticness. Anyways, like I was saying, I hope everybody is safe. Thank you for tuning in for the episode of Discussions. I know this one was short, but we're going to have a longer one next week. I know y'all miss hearing me ramble, so I'm going to be rambling next week. And I'll see you when I see you.